This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just a handful of days, my friends, left in 2022. Some people are saying good riddance. I think it was such an interesting year myself, but boy, coming to a close for so many with this wicked storm and people being trapped by the airlines, especially Southwest, which has really a black eye over the way they're handling stranded travelers and what happened with their antiquated system that is delaying and canceling people getting back from Christmas holidays, or they never got there in the first place, and luggage that's also gotten to some place where they haven't arrived. So you can only imagine what that's like. Again, my name is Kate Delaney, and what a year it's been, and now we're almost in 2023. So let's talk about first the Buffalo storm, because I know a lot of you were concerned about that. More snow came down on Tuesday in Buffalo. Of course it did, right? They're already overwhelmed with the mounting death toll, the power outages, the driving ban that had to be enforced and is being enforced by military police. They got 2 more inches in western New York through Tuesday, so it's not completely at the end. It is possibly the worst storm in many people's lifetimes, at least in 4 decades. The snow buried the city of Buffalo. Conditions went from bad to worse. Terrible frigid temperatures, extreme winds, even gusts of wind, for goodness sake, 70 miles an hour. People who died in the blizzard, one of the worst, were found in cars, homes, snowbanks. So good for the crews that are out there, because they're helping each other, working to clear roads that are still blocked to create these pathways for all the emergency fire trucks and ambulances, et cetera, that are trying to get through, because what do they do? So you got the National Guard, military police, all that, managing traffic, telling people do not drive. Because they say some people are just ignoring the driving ban, which is insane because it's so deadly. And the conditions are not going to get better overnight. I mean, look, there's going to be a thaw. And then the question is, in the next couple of days, by the end of the week, there could be potential minor flooding, maybe a little more major in some areas, depending on what the thaw is like. And you can only imagine, obviously, there's flight cancellations there. You're not getting in and out of Buffalo. But what also has happened to others, so we wish the people of Buffalo the best, and it's just been terrible to watch how they've had to deal with this. The thing that is just completely insane, and I know that I've dealt with that travel hell from Southwest, I hate to say it because I really like how that airline was developed, and I used to fly Southwest when I could. But I got trapped a few years ago. It was in 2016 when they had a computer meltdown then, and now they have tens of thousands of people stranded. Luggage is lost, right? It's just a complete scramble for Southwest, because yes, you had the snow and you had the weather snafus, but other airlines got things going. About 87% of Tuesday's flight cancellations are Southwest. If you go to my favorite tracking website, FlightAware, you'll see that. They canceled more than 2,500 flights, and they have canceled thousands and thousands of flights. So the administration, the Biden administration, for what it's worth, is investigating this, but it's not going to help these people that are disrupted and screwed up and trying to figure out what they're going to do, and half of them are missing luggage. So it's like a triple-demic. It left people just completely stranded because the lack of staff, that's what's happened at Southwest. They hurt themselves, they say, with an aggressive schedule and by under-investing in their operations, some would say, because of what's been reported as this antiquated software, which I was a victim of that in 2016. I said this in the previous hour in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. I talk about that twice I had serious cancellations. I had to drive straight through from Dallas to Phoenix because there was no way to get where I was going. It was so frustrating. And now these poor customers stranded, can't get through to Southwest customer service lines, can't rebook flights, lost luggage, phone system the company's using is not working. Everybody's complaining, including the pilots who are stuck with this. So lack of tools is, you know, they've been having these issues for 20-some months again. And you had the CEO put out a message and say, you know, we're part of what we're suffering from is a lack of tools. We've talked a lot about modernizing the operation and the need to do that, and we're committed to that, and we're investing in improving the system, but we have to produce solutions faster. No kidding. So listen, if you are a victim or someone you know is, you might be eligible for compensation, because I think that's what's going to have to happen here. It is just absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy. Let me say that again. Crazy, 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 insane. All right. The other big story on the day, I think, is the fact that, you know, thank goodness what was put in place by the Trump administration, at the border is now Title 42 is going to stay. 5-4, the Supreme Court decided that was going to happen. So for the next couple of months, controversial or not, there's going to be that restriction at the border. And I say thank goodness, because in El Paso, a place where I worked and lived and covered the Border Patrol and saw what was happening then several decades ago, and now it's gotten worse. You know, it's sad, but they're at the center of the crisis. Thousands of migrants are crossing that region of the border. The city opened some government-run shelters at the convention center, hotels, and all of that, but they can't handle the amount of people that are coming through. They can't manage it. So, look, the White House had no comment on it. That kind of tells you everything right there. They just said, we'll comply with the order. That's it. We'll comply with the order. So the court isn't going to decide anything probably till June. So in the meantime, they'll just enforce 42. That's what it's going to be. So that means people will be turned away. So you can imagine there's lawyers for the American Civil Liberties Union. They're representing families subject to Title 42. They had arguments, underscored the dangers faced by asylum seekers subject to the authority and then being sent back to Mexico and all the things that are happening there. I mean, the situation is brutal, there's no doubt. But this border crisis has been going on for a long, long time, and this is the problem. The problem is passing it off for not just a decade, for decades, right? So it's crazy in a way, because Title 42 does have enormous potential consequences for the ability of states going forward to fight to keep the current president from rescinding policies of the predecessors. I mean, the whole thing is wild, but the border is insane, isn't it? So that's the ruling. That's what the Supreme Court decided, and that's where we're at. So it's these travel snafus. It's the Supreme Court and what the Supreme Court decided for what's happening with a different crisis at the border. And then a tip of the cap to Cardinals star J.J. Watt. What a defensive machine. One of the greatest defensive players in NFL history. He's going to retire after the 2022 season. I know we have a lot of Cardinal fans out there. Just great. Three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He said he played his last ever home game this past Sunday. It was that 19-16 overtime loss to the Bucks. What a gentleman. What a great guy. Coming up next, we have some wonderful interviews that we did that I think were game changers this past season. Coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see Stan Yaki somewhere on the tube or on the screen. You know, it was a couple of years ago when we talked to him about his adventures outdoors and in the kitchen, and I'll tell you what, I have used a couple of his recipes over and over and over again, and I hope you will too. So the first thing is we want to talk a little bit about his book and about his new adventures as well. The book, Some Southern Adventures Outdoors and in the Kitchen, a collection of Southern adventures and recipes, and this guy has really had some crazy adventures, that's for sure. Stan, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to talk to you again.
So, first of all, one thing that I wanted to talk about is how did you get into the outdoors so much? Because your career certainly wasn't an outdoor career.
No. Starting when I was, you know, about knee-high to a grasshopper, as they say, my parents were both avid outdoors people and loved to fish in particular and hunt birds. So that's what I did growing up, was be exposed to various fishing, a lot of saltwater fishing, and then later we got into trout fishing. And then when I was old enough to walk around and then shoot a gun, we got into bird hunting. So a little bit at a time, it just evolved.
And with that outdoor adventures of you going and pursuing, whether it's birds or fish or shellfish or small and big game, there is something about what you kill and then what you eat. And that's really important to you, isn't it?
Yes. You know, my philosophy has always been, if you're not going to eat it, don't kill it. And you can't eat antlers. And so, you know, it's not critical that you shoot the biggest antlered deer in the forest or elk or whatever. Shoot something that you're going to be able to harvest and, you know, bring home with you.
Yeah, makes sense to me. So you and I talked, when we talked off the air, I said, you got to give us an easy recipe. Give us an easy recipe that right now people are listening, they can get your book and say, okay, I can make this, I can do this.
Oh, anybody can do this recipe. In the book, it's bass, but you could also use tilapia or flounder. You could use basically any white flesh fish fillet, and you marinate it in a mixture of vegetable juice, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, and some basil pesto. And you mix all that together, and then you marinate the fish fillets in that for, you know, several hours. And then you pull it out and basically poach it, the fillets. And then guess what? On the side, you're making brown rice with some blackened or Cajun seasoning. And you add, at the end of the cooking cycle, you add in the leftover juice from the marinade and stir that together. And you have what I call Ogeechee red rice. Ogeechee coming from the river in Georgia where we grew, where we lived in the late 90s, early 2000s, the Ogeechee River. And so it's Ogeechee red rice with the bass marinated in the vegetable juice, and it's absolutely delicious.
You know, and it's it is delicious. And another one that you talk about that I like, because I like shrimp and shrooms.
Oh yeah,
and mixing that together. I've always been a shrimp since I've been in the South. Shrimp and grits, I love. And you mix all that in, and it's an incredibly, I think it's healthy, but it's a really good recipe, and it even includes Brussels sprouts. You're a big Brussels sprouts guy, right?
I am indeed. I am indeed. Yeah, and most of the time people aren't going to combine mushrooms with seafood, unless, you know, maybe a fettuccine or something. But back in the day, we actually grew shiitake mushrooms in our backyard, and came out with some very large specimens, some about 6 inches wide and an inch thick. And we had a bunch of them all the time. And so I said, well, we got to do something fun with these things. And so one of the recipes, as you mentioned, is shrimp and shrooms, where we take advantage of the delicious shiitake mushrooms with the delicious shrimp that I was able to catch down in the local creek. And that's how that came about.
Nice. So you have a couple of books, and you know, now you also have a focus on adapting the books that it, I think, too, you and I also talked about this, would make a wonderful television show. I mean, even maybe something else. You know, it could be a full-length deal. But I think about some of the shows that are out there. Tell me about that. Are you excited about all those possibilities?
Oh, indeed. As a matter of fact, I've already had one happen and another one scheduled. That is pitches to Hollywood producers to adapt the books into either a TV series, as you mentioned, or a documentary of sorts. That chronicle all of these adventures, both outdoors and in the kitchen, obviously, you know, throughout the course of the books, between the first book, some adventures outdoors, and the second book, some southern adventures outdoors. There are 40 adventures that, you know, would basically cover two seasons to start with. And I could write more very quickly.
Yeah, and the recipes are so darn good, too, yeah.
Yeah, and so I have started, or I have adapted the books to screenplay format. Hollywood prefers that they be done by union professionals, so we're in the process of having that done as well. But with any luck at all, we'll be talking about the TV series here pretty soon.
Nice. I can see it too, because it's exciting. It's what's out there, how you get it, and then how you make it, and making it all make sense. And the adventures have to be crazy. And I know you've had so many wild adventures of all the places that you've gone. What's your favorite place that you've ever gone to hunt or fish? I know that's a tough question.
That's a tough question. probably one of my most favorite fishing destinations was Nia Bay, Washington. That's way out on the northwestern tip of the Olympic Peninsula, on the Maka Indian Reservation. And when I was a kid, we started going there and looking for salmon of various species, all the way from humpback or sockeye salmon, all the way up to the king salmon. And then there were lots of different kinds of rockfish or bottom fish. And it was just a wonderful, fun place to go visit, and really, really enjoyed it. Had many experiences there, several of which are chronicled in the books.
Yeah, absolutely. And you give a lot of credit to your wife, Susan. You talk about the fact that, you know, hunting and fishing, and, you know, she completely embraced all that. And so she encouraged it, right?
Yes, yes. Mostly, interestingly enough, while she did go fishing with me several times, not hunting, she basically encouraged me to get out of the house, get out of the office, because of the stress of the office, et cetera. You know, get out and you know, relax a little bit. Do what you enjoy doing, even if I'm not there. And then bring us home something, because, you know, she really did enjoy the game and fish that I brought home. And then she would laugh and giggle and watch me try to cook it, until I was able to, master some of the techniques. She thought that was pretty funny.
Well, the first step for people listening, we can't wait to see how this, and I know it's going to pop up on the screen somewhere, I know it. But go get this book, Some Southern Adventures, Outdoors and in the Kitchen. And as Stan said, you weave in the tale, so you really tell us and bring it full circle for sure. This has been fun for you, hasn't it?
It has. It has. I've really enjoyed the journey. I've learned a lot, and, you know, hope to, as you say, adapt it to the screen and keep writing books as the opportunities present themselves.
There you go. Well, the best of luck always, Stan Yock. You can get his book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks, Stan.
Thank you, Kate. Happy holidays, and we will meet you in the kitchen.
I like it. Thanks, Stan.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
has a news update. It is another miserable day for folks trying to get in and out of the nation's airports. 63% of flight cancellations and 18% of delays are on Southwest Airlines.
Nearly every airline is back to normal operations after a brutal winter storm, except Southwest Airlines. In Indianapolis, Angela Davis says her flight to Sacramento was canceled and she doesn't know what to do.
I want something done about that, but you can't call because you can't get through. I've called them for days now.
The problem is so bad, the Biden administration says it's investigating the problem. I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court votes 5-4 this afternoon to grant an emergency request keeping Title 42 in effect. It allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID concerns. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Pleased I am to introduce you to such an inspirational woman, and her book will ask you this question, and this is exactly what her book title is, Ask Why, But Not Why Me. Christy Mandigo is with us, and she has quite a story from growing up on a farm to engineering to overcoming obstacles and all the things in between, which is such a big part of her book. Christy, thanks for hanging with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the introduction.
Let's talk about your beginnings and what was life like growing up on a farm, and what led you to engineering, and what were obstacles that you had to overcome?
Well, so growing up on a farm, I didn't actually know much about it was a small farm town, so I didn't know what a city was like. I didn't know that we didn't have all the advantages of a city and whatnot. And so going to doctors and whatnot, that was, 30 minutes, hour and a half away. In fact, I had a surgery that was in a whole different state because of the specialty that I had to have. And so I didn't know better. I didn't know when I went to L.A. after college, all these doctors are around me and I can go to a doctor in 10 minutes if I needed to. I have a hospital in walking distance, for goodness sakes. So that whole aspect was very interesting. Growing up on a dairy farm, my mom and dad, they had the they decided to make that change when I was born so that they could be around for me through my seizures, through having to go to the doctors, having all of my hematologist appointments, when they had to figure out all of my blood issues, all of those things. My dad had the ability to rearrange things. My mom was a school teacher, so she made sure that, you know, she made those decisions, and so did my dad, so that I and my siblings had the ability to grow up and have, you know, different types of careers.
Right, boy.
And so it was a really, I didn't realize it growing up, right? So I didn't know how much my parents really gave me. Like when my dad would, I don't know, spread manure and it smelled like poop. Like that was not the time that I felt grateful.
Right.
But at the same time, now looking back, I have to give my parents everything, all the sacrifices, all the sacrifice my siblings did, to make sure that I was not left behind, especially
wow.
in school, especially in school, because all of my learning disabilities and whatnot, not being able to read, my parents really did a lot. And I, now that I'm a parent, my children also have challenges and, on various things. And I'm now, I guess, able-bodied enough to know what I have to fight for and how to fight for it. So my kids have that benefit that I don't know my parents did.
Right, exactly, because of what you've said, how you just were going about, you were just doing what you were doing, and you smelled the manure, and it doesn't really make sense, and did you really realize the sacrifice, but now you do, and what a beautiful tribute to them and to your family as a whole, because you're part of the family, they wanted you to
yeah.
be part of the family, and you're, because there's something wrong, or there's a bad day, or something happens, that doesn't matter, you're part of the unit, and they really, really did a wonderful job of that, and that's a great message that you talk about. Why did you write the book?
Actually, I wrote the book because I had some folks at my company that would come to me and ask these questions that we're just talking about right now, challenges, what to do, how are they supposed to help their child that has epilepsy, what doctors to go to, should I hold my child back from school because they can't read, what should I do, like, and just coming to my office, and I was basically a safe space for a lot of individuals, and then I started to do community service, and then there would be people from Hawaii or Texas or New York or Chicago. They would find me on social media and call me and ask questions that I just felt like if I wrote them down, it would help other people, people I don't even know, people that don't have a condition but know someone that does or has aged into a condition and just need someone to tell them that today's going to be okay.
Wow, today's going to be okay. There's your hashtag, today's going to be okay. And in the book and, of course, talking about becoming an engineer, can you imagine your family must be incredibly proud that you went to school. You were smart enough. It's not easy to become an engineer. It's not easy to rise through the ranks of Raytheon and so many of the other spots that you were in. What was that like for you to just have this incredible career that you're in the middle of?
So when I was, you know, from a very early age, I had grit. And my family is, it's way beyond grit. That's what they tell me. And they never pushed me into doing anything. If I was going to end up being a couch potato, they would have, accepted that in some way, shape or form. But I didn't accept it. I would not accept that. So they embraced me with whatever, aspirations I had. They never told me I couldn't do it. They told me, how are you going to do it? Why are you going to do it? What are you going to do to get there? They would do those challenging questions, and I would figure those answers out. My parents never pushed me or made me be this engineering legacy, if you will, to be. They never did that. I had that within me. And so all of the things that I've had, I've never really stopped and said, why me? It's always been, why am I doing this? What is my drive? Who am I doing this for? How am I going to do this? And I just found the answers, and I pressed through, and I knew I could do it, whether it was going to hurt physically or emotionally. I just pressed through it. I felt the drive and the want to become an engineer. I love the discipline. I want to always know why something is working, how something is working. I want to be part of sending something up to space or sending something out in the field that will help someone be able to do early warning systems or radar, finding things in the sky so that we can have our freedom. As you can imagine, I have a disability. I'm not allowed to serve our country as a warfighter, but I can serve my country being part of the aerospace industry, and Raytheon Technologies has a lot of government contracts.
Boy, they sure do. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Ask Why, But Not Why Me, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold?
So I hope that people realize that they can find their own drive and find their own ask why. Like, why am I doing this? Where is my drive? What is pushing me to be who I am? And if they want to go do something, they have the ability to do it because they have their own drive. They have their own passion, and find it. Don't be told by someone else that they can't do it, because no one can tell you what you can and cannot do. I've had many times where a professor or a teacher told me, you can't be an engineer. And I've had people in the industry tell me, you're never going to be a chief engineer. There's no way. You're never going to get there, Christy. You might as well just be X. Right?
Wow.
But I didn't listen to, you're not enough. I've always, there's always been this, the naysayers that say, you're not enough. But it's not up to them that I'm not enough. I am enough. And yes, I sometimes forget that. And even my son this week had to remind me that I am enough. And he actually told me, you need to go back and read your book. So my children, to this day, use my book for my own inspiration, because sometimes I need to reread my own words.
Right.
And I hope others do too.
Yeah, to listen to what you've said. Well, I think you're an incredible inspiration, and you're very, very talented. And Raytheon and anybody else who comes in your path, they're lucky to be able to work with you. And you can just tell, you just glow. You have this good heart, and it's really weaved throughout your book. That's, I think, the other part of this. And it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I hope you all go out and read Christy's book. Like I said, you can get it really everywhere. Thanks, Christy, for coming on.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. And I hope everyone enjoys the book.
Hey, Guys, why settle for poor quality powdy arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdy arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdy arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To Richard Geiger. He's written a book called Inalienable Rights Versus Abuse, A Common Sense Approach to Public Policy. We talked off the air. We had a great conversation off the air where he talked about abuse is a real problem. Boy, isn't it? And he did a lot of research on this book, and this is what he's produced. It was like 5 years of research. So, Richard, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Tell me what led to writing this book. Why did you write this? What made you decide I'm going to dig into this further?
Yeah, it was around 2012, Kate, and somehow I realized that the bullying in school was still a problem. I was bullied as a child growing up. I thought it would be a bad thing of the past in, 2000, but in fact it was not a thing of the past, and it was still going on, and it really shook me up. I just don't approve of bullying, period. And I think it's a real problem. So I decided, well, I'm going to figure out what the source of this bullying is. What's the root cause of bullying in school? And the more I looked into it, the more I realized it was just one more form of abuse. Abuse, which I define as the unnecessary coercive injury of other people, or other person or individuals, either deliberately or negligently. It's everywhere. I businesses everywhere. You know, it's in politics, it's in the government, it's in schools, it's in the workplace, in the just different institutions of religion, you know, churches, synagogues, etc. And I just thought, you know, this is not a good thing for America, for our country.
Boy, it sure isn't. You say everyone is created equal and is born with the right to live freely and healthfully, pursue happiness, access to the common good. Everyone deserves the opportunity to experience these rights. And you go on to talk about abuse, like you just said there. To mistreat, deceive, violently injure other people is to violate those rights. So what's the solution? What's one of the solutions?
Well, one of the solutions, I think, is to withdraw our support from people who are chronic bullies, chronic abusers. Because even, let's say, Hitler, okay, mm-hmm. he could not have done what he did without a lot of support from the German people. And it's true of every bully, every abuser in the country, no matter where they are, no matter what color or and they, you know, they come in all colors and beliefs and religious beliefs and all, you know, different walks of life and socioeconomic incomes, so forth. And if we just would withdraw our support from these people, as you know, sometimes it's necessary to depend on certain people. Okay. You got to eat, so forth, right?
Right.
Sometimes, but there's things that there's ways to, that you don't need to support those people. And if we were to just withdraw any kind of support that's not necessary for our own survival, they would get the message that their behavior is not acceptable, abusive behavior is not acceptable. You know, that would tend to cause them to think again about their decision to abuse people, other people.
Yeah, you say, one of the things she's told me, and I remember I scribbled this down, it's so true, bullying has to be supported. That's what you're talking about here. It has to be supported. And sometimes, not the flat-out violence, that's one thing, but sometimes, you mentioned it, you got to eat, and depending on when you're talking about workplace or other areas, sometimes that's hard because you have to take a stand. You have to figure out a way how to do that. But if more people do that and treat each other better and stand up for that, then we wouldn't have some of the things that we're dealing with. Do you, for you, as somebody who was bullied, in putting this book together, was it cathartic? Did it make you feel better to put this out into the world?
Yeah, I think it did, yeah. You know, at least I was making an attempt to strike back, so to speak, to defend myself and defend other people who are bullied and abused. And I think I feel positive about it. I feel like I'm even if whatever the effect it has, I still am satisfied with the fact that I did something. Did something.
Yeah, that you did something. Absolutely, you did something by looking into it, by looking at, and again, you go deeper in the book, and so we don't want to tell everyone everything, but you talk about that. You talk about the needs for it, integrating the idea into American public policy, that inalienable mm-hmm. rights versus abuse are, you know, that's the product of this effort of what you've done and how you put it together. And you've really said it in this interview, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I hope they'll, you know, realize that this is just a question of what do you think is important. This is a question of priorities. This is a question of, you know, is making $1 million more important than stopping abuse? Is it, I want people to question their value system. You know, it's how important is your country as opposed to your economic situation, your personal financial situation. You know, getting ahead, everybody wants to get ahead. But what's the cost? What cost are you willing to pay? What are you willing to do to get ahead? Are you willing to abuse other people in order to get ahead? Are you willing to support abuse in order to get ahead? You know, should that really be your value system? I want people to realize that that's not good for the country as a whole. That if you care about other people, you care about, you know, people as a whole, the whole, you know, the whole country is a, I think of the country as a whole group of people that are just all different, you know, different races, different ethnicities and so forth. But we all deserve the same kind of respect, the same rights, the same inalienable rights. To live in a way that deprives some people of those rights so that other people can get more, it's just not right. It's not putting your country first. It's putting yourself first.
Yeah, and you've seen that in the research that you did, and of course with your education and going through the counseling and the things that you do, you've seen this and with the damage it does to people, right?
That's right. Yeah, it can be devastating to be abused, and affects your self-esteem, and depending on what kind of abuse it is, it can keep you down financially. It can deprive you of opportunities that you would otherwise have. It's just an evil thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and, it's an evil thing. Yeah, and yeah. I think you've said a lot here. I mean, you've unpacked a lot. You're right. Abuse is a real problem, and it starts within, and I like how you started this off saying that you thought it would go away, you know, bullying in school, you figured, well, that's going to get licked, that's going to get stopped, and you see that still it's a problem, and maybe even worse because of social media. And yes, there are administrators and superintendents and teachers and so many trying to do, parents and other kids trying to help with that, but it still starts so much at a younger age, and then where does it all end up? Richard Geiger, again, Inalienable Rights versus Abuse, A Common Sense Approach to Public Policy. You can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome, Kate. My pleasure. Again, appreciate the opportunity.
Well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.